Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're all back together again. Good morning, B. Mitch. How do you do, sir?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Good to be back. Obviously, a major, major weekend for the Burgundy and Gold, man. Something you and I talked about all last week. It got to the point in Indy where I expected it to happen. Sure enough, Saturday night, I'm out to dinner with my wife, and bang, Washington trades for Deebo Samuel.
Fifth round pick.
To me, this is an easy home run.
It. Yeah, you had to do it.
The best analogy I could come up with is they get a chance to take a really good-looking woman on a date, and all they got to pay for is happy hour. Like a pitcher of beer and some buffalo wings. Like, you don't have to go to the five-star restaurant for this date.
Yeah. I mean,
the whole thing is,
when they make moves, and every time we talk about it, we said, for the right price. You know? And I think that was a damn good price. You have to figure it out like that, so I think it was a damn good price.
Yeah, man. Now, listen, I feel like the fan base, and we're going to open the phone lines up kind of off the top here to let everybody react because it's obviously major news. I feel like the fan base is generally all in on this thing. I do think it is there room for skepticism? Sure. But, like, if you're skeptical because you think Debo's coming off a down season in which he went over 800 yards from scrimmage, averaged almost 9 yards per touch, he would have been Washington's second leading receiver last year.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a down season. And frankly, I think it was down not just for Debo,
I think
but
the whole
Niners
was down.
Team. Right.
And they started to get a lot of injuries and things like that happen. But he is a talent. And when you go out there and you get a talent, let's say somebody had a NASCAR, okay? And only thing that was wrong with the car really was spark plug, but you know the idiot that had it didn't understand that. So he sells it to you for very, very cheap. You take it to a reputable mechanic, they go, man, your spark plugs are just bad.
Sure.
You change them up, but you only paid him like a fifth round pick for it.
Right.
Okay. He goes out there, you put the spark plug in the thing, and boom, you get the effectiveness that it always has been. You don't give a damn about what happened before. You care about what's happening now. Well, and I think that's the way that this team is looking with him,
Lattimore?
Lattimore, bam. I want to say McLemore for some reason. Thinking about rapping in damn Seattle. But Lattimore, if they now get these guys in their system under Dan's tutelage and how he works with it, and you get the best out of them, it's home run. And if you don't, you didn't spend a lot for it.
Dude,
think about that.
That's the thing. Like, in your car analogy, okay, well, maybe it cost you a new spark plug, but it didn't cost you a new car, yeah. Right? So I think there's nobody, maybe not nobody, but I think there's few people better positioned to know Deebo Samuel the dude and Deebo Samuel the fit in the locker room, then Adam Peters.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge part of this. The fact that they didn't have to rework the contract, it just, he's going to get paid, but Washington not having to guarantee extra years, any of that, you're getting this dude pretty fired up. You know, I think...
I've seen a lot of interviews where he had been talking about Jaden during the season. Where he
is, you see Jaden's reaction?
He was excited. He's excited to come here. He already was talking about how good he was, how the kid was so cool and under control. Hell, you don't think when they went to him and said, we're going to trade you to Washington, he was like, all right. It wasn't like he tried to fight it.
Right.
You know, he's thrilled about it. And I think, you know, Toby and I on Friday, both of us were like, look, and a lot of callers, if Adam Peters decides to do it, we'll go with it. Because he seems to be hitting home runs when he tries stuff.
I think if you are skeptical because he's 29, I think that's a little silly. He's not 39, he's 29.
Yeah.
If you're skeptical because last year was a down year, he's 2 years removed. The 23 season, he had over 1,100 yards and 12 touchdowns on a Niners team that lost in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I think his role changed fairly significantly when San Fran traded for Christian McCaffrey, and I think he was able to adapt with that. I think this past season, nothing really went well out there, and I don't believe he is causation nor correlation. I think it was just a good team had a down season. His numbers would have looked really good for what Washington had. From a receiver standpoint, only Terry McLaurin had more receiving yards than Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
From a skill position standpoint, Deebo Samuel would have been third in production from scrimmage. It would have been Terry, then B-Rob, then Deebo. Terry went for over 1,000 yards from scrimmage. He was the only dude on Washington that did that. B-Rob had 958 rushing yards. And then Jaden was actually the third most productive back from scrimmage. He had 891 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, Eckler missed a bunch of time and finished with 730 yards from scrimmage. I wonder what Eckler's numbers would have looked like with a full season.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at this point with Eckler, you can't really expect full seasons. I think you expect 12, 13 games.
The concussion thing shows up.
It's scary, man.
And that gets scary because you don't know. And I always say what it was in the past was a spine. Someone said they had a spine injury. You couldn't do a damn thing about it. You had to figure something out. So So now when you have a concussion, let's be real. Even the people that talk about concussion, they don't know everything about a damn concussion.
Dude.
One guy gets it, he's back this next week. Other guy gets it out for 8 weeks. You don't know. And the guy that's out for 8 weeks, his looked like it was a graze. The guy out for 1 week, you can see he got his tail walloped. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you don't know. So you cannot sit up there and once that starts and they have multiple ones, problem.
I think, okay, so the skepticism, age, I think it's too early, right? And I'll allow that, you know, it's entirely possible Washington is never going to see 2021 Deebo when he went for almost 1,800 yards and 14 touchdowns. Like, you're probably not going to get that guy. He was 25.
You never know, though.
Sure, but like, if you get 23 Deebo, that's really good. Honestly, if you get the 2 years in between, he averages 830 yards from scrimmage and 5 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
You know how valuable that would have been in Washington's offense?
Mm-hmm.
I some of it, I think, is also the scheme fit of all this. I want to be clear that I'm not knocking any of the players that Washington had last year because they were a top 10, top 5 offense in nearly every metric, right?
Mm-hmm.
They did a hell of a job. But, like, I don't think you have to check Pro Football Focus or call Mike Lombardi. Would you rather throw a tunnel screen to Alamide Zaccheaus or to Deebo Samuel?
I'm going with Deebo.
Yeah, like, he's all the stuff. I think the scheme fit.
I think the way this offense is ran.
Yeah, so much stuff at the line of scrimmage.
He fits what Cliff runs. And I think Zaccheaus can still be a part of this receiving core.
I don't think getting rid of bringing Deebo in precludes any of Zacchaeus, Noah Brown, and De'Ami Brown are all free agents. I don't think Debo's arrival necessarily means anyone's departing.
Yeah. I think what you did, you brought in a playmaker.
Yeah.
And that takes some pressure off of Terry or allows Terry to get more one-on-ones. Okay? And we already know what he does to people in one-on-one. He starts chomping at the bit.
There's so much underneath stuff that Washington didn't struggle with, but that could be better. And I think Debo makes that stuff a lot better. And I'm fascinated to see kind of how this goes. And I think Washington fans should be absolutely fired up. We're going to open the phone lines up here in a few minutes. Now, the other skeptical point is people get concerned about the amount of time missed. Straight up games missed is really not that big of a deal with Debo. He's missed 4 games over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He played 15 games in 23, played 15 games in 24. Now, I don't know if you'll agree with me on this, B. He also missed none of the playoff games, I would add. But I think because of Debo Samuel's name in fantasy circles, because he can be such an electric fantasy player, and the fantasy world is obsessed with injury news week to week, right? And then day to day. And then Debo's on the injury report a lot. He's limited. He didn't practice on Wednesday, whatever that is, right?
And well, we know a lot of people don't practice, and I think that's a thing that Dan does. He takes care of people. He gets them totally to the game. That's most important.
And it's a lot of different ailments with Debo. Like, I'm not suggesting that he isn't on the injury report frequently, because he is, but he only missed 2 games last year. Mm-hmm. Like, if you polled people and asked them, like, yo, how much time do you think Debo missed last season? I think a lot of them would say, oh, he must have only played 10 games or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as extreme as it sounds. And if you go through the game logs, it was kind of sporadic, his usage. But, like, the Niners were just sporadic last year. I don't equate it to Debo. Week 2 against the Vikings, he went 8 for 110. And then he was inactive against the Rams. Week 4, 3 for 58. Then it's against
that's almost 20 a carry, 20 a touch.
Well, I'm not even talking about the rushing stuff. There's rushing yards.
I'm saying that's 20 per, almost.
Right. Week 1, he has a touchdown. Week 2, he goes for 110. Then he misses the Rams game. You go Arizona, week 5, 1 catch for 11 yards. You're like, all right, well, maybe he's hurt there. The following week in Seattle, 3 catches, 102 yards, touchdown, another 15 yards on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's all over the place, but I don't know that it's directly attributable to him or the offense or just a team that was trying to figure it out. His next highest receiving total came week 16 against the Dolphins, where he went for 96 and another 25 on the ground.
Hey.
You know what it looks like to me?
Mm-hmm.
I think Terry McLaurin is such a skilled wide receiver. He runs great routes.
Mm-hmm.
He can high point a ball. He can win with his hands. Like he is at the wide receiver position. He is about as pure as it gets.
Yeah.
Debo ain't that. This is a different dude.
Yeah.
And I think it's a different dude combined with Terry. He gives Cliff and Jaden a ton of options.
He's the guy that can do multiple things. He can play different things for you, but you got to be careful with. Like I said the other day, I think it was with you maybe on Thursday. Can't run him inside the tackles too many times.
Sure.
Because Debo's mindset is Eddie George. You know what I'm saying? Bettis. But his body type is not that. So you got to be careful with him. Getting him on the edges and getting him one-on-one with some people, he has a distinct advantage in those situations. And you do that. But running him inside the tackles, nah. You don't want to do that too many times.
Yeah, man.
Now, if you could catch him on a third down where they spread out and they got one linebacker and they got only 4 people on the line and you spread him out, boom, and he gets one of those gaps, yes, you could try that. But to just slam him in there a lot of times, like 49ers began to do, because they needed to. They were in desperate situations when most of their running backs kept going down.
I think this one is really, really helpful to an offense that just every offense, you just want more playmakers. You know what I mean? Like when you're on the field, you just want your quarterback to have as many options for guys that can make big plays throughout the year. And I think Debo does that. I also think it was funny. Dan Quinn at the Combine was asked about like what he looks for in skill position players. And he talked about violence and running everything aggressively. And I just thought the way he was describing it just further cemented in my mind that I thought they were going to get Debo.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when you talk violence about a wide receiver, I'd say Debo or maybe A.J. Brown are like the first guys you think of, you know?
I got a text from a guy who played in the league. Okay, right. And he said, man, Debo would be a lot better in the commander system. Pass-oriented offense. It would showcase his ability to be a playmaker and he can oppose his will with his physicality, bubble screens, speed sweeps. There's not a DB in the league that want to tackle him one-on-one. The 49 system was run first. This is pass-first offense. You know, and he's going to be able to do a lot. And I believe that. You know, I think when the 49ers would run him because, you know, he had the physicality, but he doesn't need to run the ball like that.
Mm-mm.
Run your damn running backs.
Well, they were keeping the other one healthy.
Get him in those one-on-one situations. A la Andy Reid.
Right.
Andy Reid, Pacheco, it runs hard. But what does he do with him a lot? Get him on the flats. Get him out on the bubbles. Get him out there where he got a one-on-one with the defensive back. And they don't want to deal with that. We watch defensive backs these days. They don't want to hit anymore.
I also think Debo's really good against zone. And I think because of Jaden's ability to take off with his legs, mm-hmm. Washington sees a lot of zone. And I think the element you need to me is you still need a speed guy, like a true deep threat. And maybe that's bringing Diami back. Maybe mm-hmm. that's drafting. Maybe there's somebody else out there. But, like, if you have – If you're seeing a bunch of zone and Debo could just carve up those underneath spots,
mm-hmm.
I do think they're going to bring Ertz back. That's just a gut. I don't know. Ertz wants to be back. Ertz and Cliff are very close. Clearly, things went well with Ertz and Jaden, especially.
You know what? The reason you bring him back? Because he could play still.
Sure.
He balled last year.
I don't think that's that complicated.
Yeah, I don't care if he's cool with anybody, as long as he can play. That's what I take.
If you have Ertz, who's just able to find those little soft slots, mm-hmm. and then you have Debo, who, when he gets the ball in his hands, DBs don't want to deal with that.
Oh, he turns up ready to go. He turns up angry.
I think the other part of it is Noah Brown, I think, really gave them an element that they loved. I think this will get, like, fans are overly dismissive of this. Debo is a dog-ass blocker.
Yeah.
And Dan Quinn, like, that's what they want from their organization is that Our biggest names are still doing all the little things right.
Hell yeah.
And Debo brings you that, man. And enough. I mean, I think we've made it pretty clear. I think it's a great move. I think there's really low cost on this thing. For everybody that's going to call in and be like, well, what are they doing next? They're not allowed to do anything until next week, dude.
Yeah.
Debo was available because he asked for permission to make a trade. Now, maybe John Allen gets traded. We'll find that out, right? I think there are NFC North teams interested in John Allen, but I don't think it's going to net you much. Maybe you get your fifth back. Maybe it's John and a six, you get a fifth back, but I wouldn't be too wildly enthused about what the draft pick compensation is going to be. Let's open these phone lines up. Debo Samuel, Washington Commander. It is important to point out that it's pending a physical, so if there's anything really wrong, they're going to find it. Debo Samuel, Washington Commander, 800-636-1067. Gary Clark's going to join us at 11. Gary Clark knows a thing or two about having a great receiving core. Matt mm-hmm. Mayoko from San Francisco at noon, talking about what Washington's getting with Debo. John Walton, Caps play-by-play, joins us at 1 o'clock. Busy, busy day. Phone lines open now, 800-636-1067.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet hits. That's $150 extra bucks to bet on everything from the conference classics to tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. Listen, as you look at the Big Ten, you got Michigan State, and Maryland all making a stretch, and it will probably be a problem for anybody once you get to the tournament. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/Brian and get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. has to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Gambler.
Go to Shane in Oxon Hill. Shane, what up, man?
What's going on, fellas, man? I just want to say I believe that the trade was a great trade, especially for a fifth-round pick. Of course, we take on the salary, which, you know, I feel like in the 2 years, 3 years after this window, I mean, you know, we can cut ties if we want to. I believe that we're not done yet. I believe that we're going to potentially make a move in the draft for another young wide receiver because, as you said, he is 29 years old and Terry's getting older. So I wouldn't be surprised if we use an early round pick to make, you know, this a stronger position as well. And I also just want to say that I believe that this is his best quarterback that he's ever going to play in. You know, I will leave – you know, the system thing alone because Kyle runs a great system. But just as from a talent standpoint with the quarterback, I think that it opened up a lot of doors for him as well as having a receiver like Terry McLaurin who can take the top off of defense and leave the middle of the field and the underneath things open, which Debo is great at, making, you know, good yak and run after the catch and all those good things. So, man, I think it's a perfect fit. He ups our talent level at the wide receiver position, you know. No disrespect to OZ or, you know, Diami Brown. But he's more of a dynamic run after the catch player after the, you know, after he catches the ball underneath. So I think it's a perfect fit. And, you know, I wouldn't worry, like you said, I don't get the whole he misses games and all this because I'm looking at the stat log, the game sheets, you know, he's playing 15 games almost every season besides the 1 year he played 7 games. So, you know, I just think it's the Philly haters, man. The Philly haters, and don't let them get down on us, man. We upgraded, and we still going to get better. This is just the beginning, fella.
Just the beginning. Great call there, dude. Thanks, Shane. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I hear that.
I thought that was the right call, man. I think most folks are going to be fired up about this one. Let's check in with our boy Rusty out in Delaware.
Russ, what's up, brother?
Rusty, what up, man?
Fellas, good morning. How are we?
We're good, dude. How are you?
Hey, I'm pumped up. I think this is an incredible trade, not only for the value, but just the flexibility that a guy like Debo has and an offense like Cliff's. I mean, just lining him up inside, outside, putting him in the backfield. I mean, I think you had talked about, getting a lot of zone because of Jaden.
Yeah.
I mean, the possibilities, I think, with Debo's skill set are awesome. Puts us kind of in the same category with like the Eagles as far as having a 1 and a 1A wide receiver. I think that's a huge, huge benefit. His leadership, just like with Terry and Ertz and Bobby, that can help Jaden. And as far as everybody who's saying, you know, we paid $17 million for a guy who is a shell of himself, I'm going to use a Debo line from Friday and say, what money?
I like it. I like it a lot, Rusty. I mean, a very small part of this, thanks for the call, Russ. There's a very small part of this that is we all get to use Debo GIFs on Twitter now. Don't let that be lost on things.
But when you look at this, okay, this is where I'm at. 49ers gave him the signing bonus, right?
Yeah.
That's been prorated. He got that already.
He gets another bonus, I believe, in the first week of the league year.
How much is it?
So here's the other thing.
Because normally you get all your money up front on the bonus stuff.
I missed this yesterday. That's a bummer. When are we talking D tackles, Lanville? What time is that?
12:30.
All right, 12:30. I think I'll save that for 12:30. But news out of Dallas kind of sucks.
They signed that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I missed that yesterday. if you consider this, fifth was the one that they got sent back in the Lattimore deal too. I think Peters is really kind of playing chess here, and it's just a really big opportunity for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, we don't know the exact structure of these contracts. Like, you go to Over the Cap, and you click on these things, and, you know, people believe they understand things. The actual structure of the contract can always be a little bit different. So mm-hmm. I think people have to, like, allow for that. Let's get these phone lines going. Blake is down in Wilmington. Blake, what up, man? You fired up?
Oh, yeah, this is a great trade. I think, when you just look at the pure attitude of the team, you look at what DQ wants to do, I mean, this is exactly the guy you want. Yeah, you talk about Noah Brown being a dog walker, and he is. But Debo's a dog walker, and it comes with the talent. Just look at what he was talking about, Bobby Wagner. Came up out of nowhere. This is the type of players that DQ wants. And then on top of that, we already know what he's going to do on the field. He's going to help Jaden. He's going to help Terry. But I just think from the standpoint of the toughness aspect, it's exactly what this offense needed. And this is magic in a pan, JP. You know that.
I'm excited. I love it.
I'm fired up. And we'll see how we go with the offseason. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate the call. B, I read this. This is from SpotTrack. So there's Over the Cap and then there's SpotTrack. Those are like the two best, probably biggest salary cap websites with mm-hmm. information. They do a hell of a job of acquiring information, but like all I'm saying is not all the times are these dudes looking at the actual contract. But I checked in with people in Ashburn. I don't think there's a contract conversation to come, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I would not be shocked at all if this gets into October and Debo's killing it and they try to figure something out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe there's a conversion to some guarantees or something. But assuming there is no renegotiation, which I've been told is unlikely. Debo's coming here, 1 year, $17.5 million contract, including a $15 million option bonus that's due on March 21st. Against the cap, though, he carries like a $5, $6 million cap hit.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what happens next year, could there be dead money on the back end of this deal? Yes, it gets incredibly complicated. And Adam Peters told you they manage it from a cash standpoint anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably viewing him as like a $15 million player.
Yeah.
And if the production matches last year, that would probably be a little overpay. But what if the production matches 2 years ago and it's a massive underpay?
Yeah. And you look at the salary of receivers now, hey. So, hey, listen, man.
That's why you rolled the dice, dude.
Yeah, it's a great chance. So,
The updated If you look at the updated over the cap numbers, again, not completely correct, but pretty damn close. With Debo on the books, they've got Debo on the books for that 17 and a half figure. They still have roughly $65 million in cap space.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not something that prevents you from doing anything else.
It's still, you can get out there and work.
Chris is in Edgewater. Chris, what do you think of the Debo trade?
I think it's fantastic, my man. I think it's fantastic. We got ourselves a hell of a ball player coming to this team, and he's got a heck of a work ethic, and that's what Dan Quinn's all about. And it's going to rub off on them young receivers we have. It's going to be a fantastic addition to this football team. Give me a running back to go along with that. Forget about it. They're going to be unstoppable.
All right, brother.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate you, bud. Folks are fired up, man. I'm curious if anybody's not. Let's go to Big E, Kansas City. What up, Big E?
What up, though? How y'all doing?
Good, buddy. Good, how are you?
Hey, man. I think a lot of people got this thing wrong. To me, I love this trade. Simply fact that I know what Washington's identity is, and that's to be physical. You can't be physical without a physical wide receiver. Plus, he needs to be brought in as a piece, not the man, because we know Terry McLaurin is our main. So once that's understood, Washington should have a good year with him.
Yeah, but I think every player has to believe that they're the guy. You know what I mean? And I think we understand who the guy is, but I don't want a player that don't think he's the guy.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying, if they actually, which I think they will, let Debo know this is your role, do it well, because this is why we want you here. Once that's understood, I mean, I think Washington's prime to make that next leap. And we also need to add juice with the running back, too. Rather, it'd probably be the draft. Like I allude to this, man. We need running back with vision, not just power and a system. We need a back that can get us tough yardage, if you know what I mean, instead of just running into the pile.
Thanks for the call, Big E. I think it's important to point out that his name was spelled Big Space E, not Biggie.
Yeah.
I wanted you to know that. let me check in. Jeffrey answering? I want Jeff's take. I'll check in with White Brian real quick. White Brian, over the weekend, it became very clear that, unfortunately for you, the Giants were used to get Matt Stafford the money he wanted to stay in L.A. now they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. So good luck with all that, White Brian. And meanwhile, your division opponent, the Washington Commanders, traded for a former All-Pro receiver. How you doing, White Brian?
I am completely focused on Auburn basketball.
that's a good
way to go.
Good sidestep there.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Auburn looks good as hell, by the way. We got to do a little college hoops later. We got to talk about this Nats stuff, but at least until 11 with Gary Clark coming on, we're taking your calls. Nobody go anywhere on the phone lines. If you're on hold, Disco, Joe, and Riley, I see you guys. Just stay where you are. We're coming to you. There is something that we got to discuss. The real estate market is wild in the D.C. area. Like, no matter what's going on, real estate's going to be wild here. There's a lot of people with uncertainty at their jobs. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is going on, you need to work with John Leahy. We understand that there's a lot of real estate choices out there, but Leahy is our guy. B was partying with him just last week. And let's be real. Sometimes selling somebody's house is not for the best reasons. If you have a family member that passed away and you need to make a decision, John Leahy can help you through that, both with the support you need and handling all the paperwork, taking the stress out of a situation where you're probably dealing with enough other stuff. John Leahy understands the emotional and challenging experience that is required, and he's the guy to take care of it.
And if you're looking for more reasons to work with John Leahy and the Fine Living Group, look, John is well-versed in probate process and connect you with estate planners, attorneys, and individuals who can help with auctions, among other things. John Leahy has over 1,365 star Google reviews. Numbers like that don't lie. If you want to renovate your home, stress-free, fix now, and pay when you sell with John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. If you feel that hosting open houses and having people in and out of your house is overwhelming, let John. John has a solution. John Guaranteed Offer gets you an instant cash offer before you even list your property. Close on a timeline that works for you.
Here's the thing. Whatever you got to deal with, the probate process, estate planners, attorneys, all that kind of stuff, John can set you up with the best people, the best contacts to make the process less stressful for you. And here's the other part. If you just want to figure out how much maybe a house is worth of a loved one that's passed away, check out the website, man. You go to find out what your home is worth. There's a valuation tool on his website, johnsellsdmv.com. Punch it in there. You get an answer in about 30, 45 seconds. Bang. Make your decision from there. To connect with John, you can Google John Leahy Group. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, J-O-N, or call him, 301-900-3.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Yo, 5-2. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7. The Fan. Commanders made a big move this weekend. Doesn't mean it's the only one, but they definitely answered the will they make a big move, adding former All-Pro wide receiver Deebo Samuel to the offense. I imagine Cliff is fired up. Jaden posted on Instagram how excited he was. We're checking with the phones. Tobias is in D.C. What do you think about the move?
Hey, B. Mitch and Philly, what's going on, man?
What's up, dude?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. First off, B. Mitch, man, I got your autograph, man. Yeah, big fan. You talking about fired up, man? I'm super fired up, man. Like, man, this team, we got something in the making, man. And mark my word, it's more to come. And that's just all about it, man. I got so much to say. Like, I'm super excited, man. All you, Deebo. I'm telling you.
I like it.
All right, bro.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, where are you at on this trade, buddy?
I'm with the move. Last week I said I didn't want him if we had to give up too much, but a fifth round, I'll take that. It improves our wide receiver room drastically. We can now open up our playbook more. I'm excited to see what else happens the rest of the offseason. Mm.
Jeffrey's excited. I like it. Disco, what do you think of the Debo trade?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yo, I'm loving it because here's the thing. You know, right now the Eagles are the bullies on the block. And I'm not saying Debo Samuel's A.J. Brown, but they have a physical receiver that likes to punch you in the mouth. So now we got a piece now that they see the bullies don't like to get hit back. Mm-hmm. So now we got a piece now that hits you in the mouth. So now I like the configuration. The only thing though, the price was right. The only thing I would say is that I would like to see them get other, like when they get these veterans, I like to see rookies and like younger players get infused and layered in. So that's one thing. And then the second thing, and after
they
this,
will though. Draft's coming.
Yeah. I get it. And then, let's get some guys. But I'm loving this. Let's get some guys in here that weigh over 300 pounds, and let's rock.
There you go. Yeah, big boys, man.
Get the big boys that smell like bacon.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Hi, bro.
So I feel like everybody on the phones has been pretty positive. I have gotten some of this kind of reaction. This dude, Tony Henderson, says, yeah, Debo Samuel plays a lot of games, and he plays a lot of those hurt, meaning his production is down. And the fact that everybody's happy about getting other people's broken toys because we've never had any nice toys of our own is just attrition from the bottom. Debo plays very physical. He does play through some stuff. I don't get.
But everybody's hurt. And if you can play through it, that's a bonus. If you can't, it's not a bonus.
The notion of broken toys, the reason San Fran is getting rid of Debo is because they need more money to give to Purdy. Like, the reason San Fran is just dumping this thing is because they got to pay Brock Purdy. That's the reality. This isn't a condemnation on Debo Samuel. I think
it's a salary cap move.
Right. And they have probably more cap moves to make. I mean, they still have Warner, Kittle, and Trent all have high cap numbers with no guaranteed money. Like, I don't think all three of those dudes are playing without a guaranteed dollar this fall.
Yeah.
They just did the Ayuk deal. Then he gets hurt. Nick Bosa's guaranteed $30 million this season. Like, they just got a lot to try to figure out there. And I think this was a byproduct of that, frankly. Joe is in Raleigh.
Totally.
Joe, what up? How you like the Debo trade?
What's up? I love it. First time caller, long time listener. I've been seeing all this Eagles fan smack talk about the trade. So I went and asked ChatGPT to compare our receivers to theirs. And so Terry McLaurin and Debo have a combined 794 over the past 4 years, 794 receptions, 1,171 receiving yards, 60 receiving touchdowns, and 1,145 rushing yards with 20 rushing touchdowns. The Eagles have 754 receptions, 11,000 receiving yards, 76 receiving touchdowns, and 1 rushing yard and 0 rushing touchdowns. So we're competitive, if nothing else, over the last 4 years. So I love the direction.
Thank you, brother.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Joe got the stats. Hey. How about that?
I'm bringing all the stuff.
Thanks, dude. Commandante is on the line. Commander, do you like the Debo trade?
Oh, I love it. I'm Terry Jupe. After coming to the Cavs game, my son went to his room. He popped out running. Dad, we got Debo. You know, that ain't going to happen to my shrill.
Commander. Jeff, have a talk with the commander, please. I mean, we love you, buddy. But
certain words we can't say, bro. Hell, I want to see him all the time. Just can't say him.
I mean, if people are, I mean, I bet people can't imagine how B. Mitch and I actually talk most of the time, and it is not.
You're worse than me, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think curses more, me or B?
You. No, Landfill curse more than everybody.
Landfill might curse
all
more
he does
everybody.
Is curse. Don't be trying to put me in those studs, Landfill.
That's
you
not know, true.
I want to beat you up anyway.
B-Mitch, there's just a lot of aggression by B. Maybe his are more memorable.
Yeah, I use the F word a lot. But B's tend to be accompanied by, like, hostile threats.
Yeah, by threats, you know?
No, I just tell you how I feel, and I'm done with it.
Yeah, you feel that you want to fight somebody.
Speaking of great receivers, Gary Clark, Super Bowl winner, Washington Redskins, joins the program next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.